Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back, everyone. It's been a little minute since I've did a podcast. I've been taking a break and adjusting to some changes in my life. Good changes, I must say. I've missed you all, and I pray that all has been well in your life. And you know, we thank God for allowing us to see another year. We're into March, and I'm on to season 2, episode 1 of Surviving Grief. And you know, these last couple of months, I've had my moments, you know, and I am determined to become empowered by the grief. That's the only way I see forward, because if you know anything about grief and loss, it can take a toll on you mentally and spiritually, physically, financially. It can take its toll. And there are times when you will have to pick your own stuff up. And I've had many days where I've had to do that, pick myself up out of despair. And you know, and when I think about being empowered by the grief, you know, empowered, you know, the definition of empower is the process of becoming stronger, more confident, especially in controlling your life and claiming your rights. You know, the empowered mindset involves the understanding that abilities and intelligence can be developed by embracing the challenges that you face when you're grieving, and the setbacks that grief can cause. You know, there are days when I have to rebuke the distraction so I can stay focused on the mission. And the mission is not to, for me not to die here. The mission is for me to become stronger in the wake of the grief, the loss. And one thing I have learned about healing is there is no time frame for healing. Life comes when it comes, and you take it one day at a time. And you know, I have learned that, you know, in my healing process, there are things that you will have to give to God. And what I have learned is sometimes you have to give that same thing to God every day, on a daily. You know, as many times a day as you got to give it to God. You know, to keep your mind sane and your thought process, and you know, because in all of this, you have to get to the place where you lean not to your own understanding, and acknowledge God in all of this, because, you know, quite frankly, I don't see no other way through this. I think I said in times past that, you know, God gave me the task of trusting him. And I think, you know, I can say that I trust God for some things and not for other things. And, you know, the more I think about it, it's like, you know, the things that I trust God for and the other things that I don't trust God for is because I don't have control. And when we want something, we, of course, we want to control the narrative. We want to we want to control the narrative, and we want God to do it our way, and that's not God's way. And it doesn't always, you know, work or turn like we want it to. And that's something to be grateful for. And, you know, as I was doing my little research and I was thinking about, you know, being empowered by grief, and I was reading and, you know, about the three C's of grief: choose, connect, and communicate. Choose what's best for you. Even during the dark hours of grief, you still possess the dignity of choice. Grief can often bring a sense of loss of control. Make choices about what you can attend, join, and do, and what you can't, to help reinstate some of that loss of control. The connection, we're wired for connection, and grief intensifies feelings of loneliness, which often leads to isolation. And I'm very, you know, guilty of that. I become withdrawn, and I cut myself off from everybody because it works for me. At least I feel it works for me. It's difficult but important not to remove yourself from other people's lives. And then there are some people's lives that you have to remove yourself from, you know, so you can navigate that space in your life. Communicate. First of all, connect. No one wants to constantly hear, how are you doing? But it's important not to fake it when you're asked. You know, that honesty will help you and will help others help you. You know, I felt like, okay, I don't want to talk about it anymore. You know, it's heavy, you know, and I still have my days. And like I said, healing is, it's just, there's no timeline to healing. You heal when you heal, you know? And of course I want to rush it and for it to be over. I'm tired of the anxiety and that feeling of loss in the pit of my stomach, you know, from the relationship, from the loss of my child. It can be a lot some days, and I would like to say I'm over it. You know, the truth is I'm not, you know, and I know things take time. Communicate, put your needs out there, say to others, this is going to be awkward or weird, but this is what I need. Let folks know how you plan to respond to others who ask how you're doing. The greatest difficulty with this is the vulnerability it requires. Communication, however, can to your friends and family will help them know how best to come alongside you, especially when grief arrives. And in those moments of breakdown or confusion, talk about it. You know, it's how you heal. And I know lately I've been very quiet because, You know, I think I'm kind of tired of talking about it. But I also know that it not talking about it sometimes can take me to a dark place. So I've shut down for the most part. But that's the way I need to cope right now. You know, moving toward the healing, you know, because grief hurts. And the only thing that makes it worse if you hide it or mask it. Grief is difficult enough, you know, and I realize not everybody have that safe space. And if you don't, you know, reach out to somebody. You know, there are hotlines you can call to people that will listen. You know, you can't be someone you're not. And a lot of times, you know, I feel like I don't want to bother people. And, you know, and if you got to bother somebody, just know you're not a burden. You're a person navigating loss like so many other people in the world. And I think it's been so long since I haven't felt like myself. And, you know, I've had to take baby steps, you know, because it's one moment at a time. It's not even one day at a time. It's one moment at a time. Because, you know, one day I can feel absolutely amazing. And then the next day I'm just falling apart, you know. You know, losing something or someone important is always difficult. You know, loss changes everything in an instant, and suddenly we're faced with learning to adjust, to cope, and namely to grieve. You know, grief is compounded not just by loss, but by how loss means grieving the loss of normalcy of what it was. You know, so you're not only grieving a loss, you're grieving, you know, whether it's a friendship, a relationship, a death, you know, the normalcy is gone. So you're not only grieving the loss of it, you're grieving what was also, you know, and it disrupts life, and it makes you very much feeling loss. You know, I think, you know, this year alone has been difficult for a lot of people. You know, the plane crashes and the fires in California, you know, losses, loss, you know. And some loss hit greater than the other, because you can get a house back, you can get a new car, you know, you can get all that stuff back. But when loss of life, you know, it hits different. But you never want to minimize somebody's grief, no matter what it is. You know, be there to support them. And, you know, grief, although it's universal, it isn't a one-size-fits-all experience. There's no blueprint for processing grief. It happens as we allow it to happen. You know, the thing you need to know about grief is not anyone else's grief. Your grief is your grief, and mine is mine. And we all respond differently to things that happen in our life. And please, please, don't compare your grief to nobody else's. Please don't do that, because again, we all grieve differently. You know, I think for me, you know, I got off social media for a while because I just, you know, I did what I thought was best for me in the moment. I don't know when I'll go back, but, you know, for now, that, you know, that works for me. Grief is very heavy, and oftentimes in the thick of it, we believe the solution to grief should be a dramatic and cumbersome as grief itself, but it's the opposite. You know, you take baby steps, you acknowledge it, and the possibilities of moving forward. You know, I just want to, now and at this point in my life, allow the grief to empower me to move forward, you know, to become the best version of self. I am taking it day by day. I'm proud of my progress. There are days I have setbacks. There are some days that I hurt more than others. And as I've, you know, mentioned in previous podcasts, that I am committed to my healing because I know no other way. And if I don't allow, you know, God to do what he needs to do in my life, I will never get to where I need to be. And, you know, I was driving one day and, you know, just talking to God, and, you know, God said, if you give me your way for my will, then I'll exceed your way. And, you know, in a moment, that sounded amazing. Then God said, that means you got to trust me. And I laughed, and I'm like, you know, I feel like God is drilling that home to me. Like, Cheryl, you got to trust me. It's your way out. You know, your way out is trusting me. Trusting me that I'm going to do what I said I was going to do. And, you know, God said, your ways are not my ways. Your thoughts are not my way. Thoughts. And there are days, if I'm honest, that I try to figure it out. You know, God, give me the next step. Just tell me something. And some days I do get discouraged. There are days when I'm like, you know, God, just take the pain away. Take the heartache away. You know, don't leave any residue, you know, from the heartbreak of the relationship. You know, I'll always miss my child, but the other stuff, God, I can do without. And I know that God can do that, and I want him to do that. But I think in on some level, God is, you know, teaching me something. I'm not fully, you know, I'm not fully, I'm trying to find the words. I don't fully understand, you know, what he's trying to teach me through this. I just know that there are days where I'm like, God, I'm over this. And yeah, like, God, I'm over it. And here we go again. And, you know, I have my days when I'm, you know, the anxiety is there. And, you know, and not too long ago, I, you know, went to the doctor. I got anxiety medicine. And maybe the last couple of days, the anxiety has blown clean past the medicine. Like, I take the medicine and anxiety blows clean through it. And I feel so, I just feel like I'm going backwards, and it blows me. I hate it because I feel like I'm making progress and then I'm not. Then the anxiety is back and the panic attacks are back, and, you know, I can't calm my mind, and I'm all over the place, and you know, I'm trying to, you know, just get myself together in that moment, catch my breath, and, you know, and I'm also just trying to, you know, there are days when I feel stuck, you know, like, okay, God, I thank you for an amazing job that God blessed me with, like an amazing job. Like, I know that this job was God. And he blessed me with a new, beautiful home. And I'm forever grateful. And, you know, it's funny because I, you know, when I come home from work, it's like early in the morning. And I get home and I walk in my door and I just say, thank you, Jesus. And I go upstairs and I walk into my bedroom and I'm like, I just smile and just say, God, I thank you. Because, you know, it could have been another way. And, you know, I know that life is going to do what life does. And you may not understand it. And, you know, I often say that to God. God, I really don't understand. And it's frustrating. And, but I'm not going to sit here and not press or praise my way through this. I'm going to thrive regardless, because that's who I am, you know. And I'm not even going to fake, like, I haven't wanted to give up, because there are times, yeah, when I do want to give up. I absolutely hate it sometimes, but I've never been a quitter. I've, you know, no matter what life has thrown at me, yes, I have wanted to give up, but I, you know, I'm always thinking, no, well, I didn't come this far to only come this far. You know, I didn't come this far to let, you know, suicidal thoughts get the best of me. I, didn't, you know, God brought me through the floods to leave me in a puddle. He never does that. But, you know, a lot of times we want God to do all the work and we don't want to do anything, you know. And there are things that you will have to own, you know, in this journey. You know, God, I didn't listen to you when I should have. You know, forgive me, Lord, for that. And, you know, I have to often say, you know, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Because I've learned that you have to look at things through your spiritual eye, not so much through the natural eye, because, you know, in looking through the natural eye, you will never, and I promise you, you will never get to where you need to be. Because the natural eye will keep you stuck because you're looking at things for face value. You know, you're looking where you're at. Yeah, that moment you're in, I'm grieving a loss, I'm grieving a heartbreak, I'm grieving no job, I'm grieving, you know, whatever you're grieving. And the reality of the situation is, yes, they died. Yes, they broke your heart. Yes, I lost my home. Yes, I lost my job. You know, that's the reality of your situation. But you have to, in that moment, like, give it to God. And as many times as you need to give it to him, give it to him. You got to recognize where you're at. You got to remember that God is in control. And then you can start rebuilding. Recognize, remember, and rebuild. Because if you, through the tears and the anxiety and the everything that comes along with loss, keep God at the forefront of it. Because it's your way out. It's your answer. And sometimes God's way, it don't always look the greatest, you know? And, you know, when I think about it, I think, you know, how the Israelites, they came out of Egypt and, you know, they were on their way, and then they come and face the Red Sea. And I'm quite sure they thought in their head, you could have left us in Egypt for all of this. And, you know, the Egyptians was behind them and the sea was in front of them. And it's God never brings you through the flood to leave you in a puddle. So he brought you out of Egypt. The Red Sea was a puddle, and he'll get you through that too. And, you know, the world is what it is. And there's something that I repeat to myself like every day. And that is, no matter what's going on in the world, there will always be provision in Goshen. There will always be provision in Goshen. God is going to see that you are taken care of. And it may not look like you want it to look. All I can say is trust the process. Even when you don't understand it. Even when it seems like life ain't gonna go the way you want. Trust that God is working behind the scenes. And I am learning, I won't say the hard way, but I'm learning that it's God's timing. And if he did it my way, then it would be messed up. It would be a mess. But in his infinite grace and wisdom and his love for his children, you know, sometimes we have to go through some things to better appreciate where God is taking us when we get there. You know, there's a song say we'll understand it better by and by. And when you're going through in the moment, you want to understand today. Baby, do I want to understand today? But, you know, I take solace in the fact that I'll understand it better by and by. And I thank God for, you know, just being who he is in my life. God has been so good to me. And, you know, I thank him. I'm still here. My weight has picked up. You know, I'm starting to thrive. Not as much as I want to, but I'm thriving. You know, I think at first I was in survival mode for so long that I didn't recognize when I started thriving. But I'm thriving, and I'm grateful that, you know, God loved me enough to hold on to me in the dark season of my life. And I still have my moments, but I am determined to be empowered by everything that I've gone through, because I will not allow everything that I've gone through to be in vain. There's no way that I've come through hell to just come through hell. I am going to proclaim my victory, because it's already mine. And as always, I love you all. And I am so glad that my listeners, wherever you are, decided to go on this journey with me, because it's far from over. The best is just yet to come for me and for you. And we're going to allow God to strengthen us and establish us, in the words of my My mom told me, she said, God is going to strengthen and establish you. And sometimes along the way of being strengthened and established, you might have to cry a few days, or you might have to cry sometimes. But I want what God wants from me. And I know I'll truly, truly be happy. I was thinking about my happiness and when is the last time I was really, really happy. And I kind of sort of can't remember that. You know, I can remember the time when I thought I was happy, but to be not think you're happy, but to know that you're happy. And that's been a while for me, and I can't even remember when the last time I was genuinely happy. And that's what I aim to be, genuinely happy. And again, I'm committed to my healing. I made God a promise, and I say it often. I told God I wasn't going to get under nobody to get over somebody and, you know, be out there just drinking and doing whatever, you know, to wash away, you know, the feeling, you know, of the grief and the loss. And I haven't. And I thank God, you know, that he gave me the strength to just trust him. And I wanted God to know that I was serious, you know, that I didn't come to play with this thing. I fell apart a few times. Mm-hmm, I have. But God is still keeping me. He still has his hands on me. And, ooh, I love God for that. So join me next week as we begin this journey of being empowered by the grief. Again, I love you guys, and pray for me as I pray for you. And I know that all things work together for them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. The next time, we will survive the grief and be empowered by the grief. Love you.